Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
We're hearing a lot lately about Forever Chemicals. Recently, they talked about how Forever Chemicals are showing up in a lot of tap water in the U.S. that they've been testing. Now comes a concern that the PFAS, that's basically the term for the class of chemicals that can be found in all sorts of stuff, showing up in high levels as seafood. Basically, yeah. The stuff that lives in the water that has the chemicals.
Almost makes you think we'd have to go to farm-raised.
Yeah, farm-raised fish and all that stuff.
Because we know all the garbage we put in the ocean.
Oh, and that's sad when you see that stuff underwater.
So shrimp and lobster were like the high levels of these toxic chemicals. They did this, they tested a bunch in New Hampshire. And the chemicals can come from anywhere. Industrial runoff, firefighting foam, which is like a crazy, obviously, like, we need it.
There's all kinds of bad stuff in that.
Various household products, like from toilet paper rolls to...
Gross.
I know.
That's my lobster meat. I just showed Party. Block 16's got a lobster sandwich.
Looks good.
It's on a croissant.
Oh, is it today? Is it their special?
They're advertising. They must have got a bunch of lobster meat because they've been having specials lately. But Wednesday night, they're doing a dinner. You're saying lobster meat. What else?
And shrimp. Those were like the two big guys.
Shrimp, huh?
I know. And I love shrimp.
You love yourself some shrimp?
I do love myself some scrump. I was like eating it like every day when we were in Hawaii. I was like, another day, another squirrel.
When you're by the sea, you have to eat seafood.
Have to.
What forever chemicals do you wish you could have? That's like a forever chemical.
That I wish, in our bodies and stuff? Is that like a superhero?
Well, when would it be a good thing? Usually
a good
like
forever
chemical. Like
exactly.
Hair dye?
Ooh,
one and
good.
Done?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind hair. Wouldn't that be cool?
You're like, to have hair again.
All right, how about this? This is the grand bargain you have to make. You can get your hair back.
Yeah.
But it's got to be just jet white.
Okay.
Cool.
And it's
it's cool.
It's not kinky at all. It's like, it's just the straightest, wavy, just blows in the wind.
Yes.
Just a light breeze. And that's, so you have to wear it shoulder length.
Okay.
And it's white.
I'll do it.
What, look like you're something out of Lord of the Rings? I mean, it sounds like the elven hair that what's-his-name has.
I know. Doesn't that sound amazing?
That's the deal he's got to make.
Okay.
You could have it.
I want my eye color to change, though. Actually, I got nice eyes now. That would look great with white.
Doesn't The Witcher have white hair like that, too?
Yes, I think so.
You're totally like full-on Henry Cavill yourself. You're like, Witcher
hair. You would make
hair.
That?
I think I would wear that.
I'm thinking more like Will Ferrell's Ashley Schaefer BMW. From
that's
Eastbound
terrible.
Down.
Okay. I can do that.
That's mean.
Why is that mean?
I know.
It's hair.
You get the hair.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of bad hair dudes, Molly, so it's, mine wouldn't be the only one out there.
I think it'd be nice if you turned into, like, the hair police.
That looks
where, like you went up to people with bad hair, and you were like, listen, you are God-blessed with hair, and you did that with it.
Absolutely.
Shame on you.
Yes.
Our buddy Pat posted something on Facebook where he found a wig like that. He was wearing it at home as a joke. Uh-huh. I'm like, God, I want him to wear that in public.
Why not? I think I would.
My cousin's done that before where Shay is really funny. Him and Joe Leggett did Wig Wednesday.
They did it as
a bit. They met at a restaurant, and who could outdo each other of wearing an over-the-top wig, and it's hilarious. I think that should be a real thing people do.
Yeah.
Wigs are fun.
I love everything about stuff.
Yeah,
I never dated
anyone that wore wigs, and I think gals are so hot when they do that. There was a girl in an apartment years ago. She'd do it was like the TV show Alias. You know how Jennifer Garner would do that all the time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Molly, did you ever wear wigs?
Not for shows and things like that, but not like in real life.
No,
you
real
know?
Life at work.
Like very, it's like very Euro, like very Montreal.
I had to wear a wig once. On account of the fact that I colored my hair something
So you wore a wig to get rid of it for a while?
I had to wear a wig. Like, they were like, if, until you can color your hair back, you have to wear this wig. You can't go on stage with hair.
Oh, okay.
Like
all right.
And so they'd gotten me this, like, just absolute bomb of a wig. Like, I was like, I look ridiculous. Like, it'd almost be better if you just let me go out with my hair the way it is, because this wig is so bad.
Party, what if you're on your deathbed, hopefully a long time from now, and right as you're saying goodbye to all your loved ones, on the TV it says, found cure for baldness.
No.
No, wait. Because you know, like, someday they're going to figure it out.
Sure they are. And I don't get me wrong, I don't mind not having hair. I just don't have any other option. I want options, people. You guys have options, and that's what you're doing with your do? Come on now.
Like, you want to be able to put it up in a ponytail.
Yeah.
They've taken choice away from you. You're like, I want my choice back.
I'd have pigtails. I'd have braids. I'd do it all if I had that.
That's why God took it away, because he knows this in your heart, that you would do terrible things.
Now he's going
prison. It's my hair.
Now he's going prison style. The guys in the yard like it when you put it up in pigtails.
Hey!
I'm going to tell this different. I want it like
Suck
Will
it on
Ferrell.
A lollipop from the food exchange.
Yep. Yeah. You're going to play the role of Raggedy Ann in the yard.
Shirt off.
Raggedy,
it's a shirt
for
off
sure.
Situation. Ugh, now I'm imagining my sick. Molly, you're so mean. You don't like. What if I was the last person around? Huh? You're going to say
about
that?
It?
You wouldn't take me? You would. You're so sexually frustrated.
You were the last
me.
Person around. What, were you supposed to repopulate just the two of us?
Yeah, what was that movie that
our kids then had to sleep with each other? No way.
What was that movie?
You would
The
pick.
Forbidden Love, where the two kids are washed up on the island and they have to.
Yeah.
They
Blue
fall,
Lagoon?
Yeah.
That's Molly and I.
You and Party are put in a late in life Blue Lagoon situation. Not a lot of clothes available.
Oh, gross.
He'd
I don't want to see
hair.
Molly like that ever. I'd
there's
have
only,
to have hair, she said. Listen to that.
One lagoon Bully. That you can share for bathing. You're always kind of walking up on each
I
other.
I look over. He's still bald. I'm like, nope.
Molly asked me to wash her back, and I noticed a bunch of boils on it. It's just gross. Hair.
That's his version of
See,
Blue
you
lagoon.
Have to invent stuff. All I have to say is bald. And
you're
that
offending
is
everybody
real.
That's bald right now. You're making
no,
us all
you.
Feel very self-conscious. You're lucky.
Just you.
No.
Just you.
Hers is targeted.
No, just you.
Just you.
I've dated a bald guy before.
Okay.
Just not you.
You would. You're just such denial.
Right, you know what his rule
break.
Was?
We
you can't be bald and fat. You got to pick one. That was his
rule. Oh, you call me
you gotta
fat?
Pick a, you got to pick a lane.
Oh, my God.
He's like,
People.
You can be bald or you can be fat, but you can't be both. I was like, damn, all right, wow. I guess we hold ourselves to a really high standard.
Who said that? Are you saying that to me?
No.
You feel seen right now.
Pregnant pause. I know. Now I'm sad.
He's beside himself.
I'm so sad that Molly feels that way about me.
I do not.
So I'd have to have hair on this...
Blue Lagoon.
This Blue Lagoon Island, huh?
Well, it kind of makes sense, because that was the thing, is that they were both, like, very good-looking people. I mean, you and I are not very good-looking people.
That's the beauty of it.
You and I trapped on an island. It's not like everyone's like, oh, it's like, I'm average at best.
You remember, Blue Lagoon, they're trying not to be, they're trying so hard not to be attracted to each other.
Yeah, they are.
Because they're both smoke shows, where you and I are like, listen, this is easy. All I have to do is look over at Molly sleeping.
And they keep stumbling in on each other in various levels of undress, like, I feel something.
All right, we'll pick this back up.
Where you guys are both like, nope, still nothing.
Still nothing.
I still feel nothing. I'm trying.
Big Party Show.
Baby, if you can't tell.
I love on. Let me revisit the Blue Lagoon with Molly and I stranded there. What kind of hair would I have to have, Molly? If we were stranded on an island, it was just you and I. Would I have to have hair like Peter, or do you want me to have long flowing hair like?
I'd love for you to have long flowing hair, because I know that that would be you and your element in your happy place. So that would probably be like my favorite. When I imagine you with long flowing hair, I don't know if you got a chance to see, but there was a movie not that long ago with Channing Tatum and. Oh my gosh, why am I blanking out from...
Because you're thinking
Sandra
about
Bullock.
Me.
No, Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum. And he's like the cover model for her romance
down in the
books.
Amazon, yeah.
Yes.
Like, he's got a rescuer from the forest.
I'm like, that is what Party would look like if he had long flowing hair, because he like turns around and gives that juicy look. And I'm like, oh my
juicy
God.
Juicy look.
You have to see the trailer to understand. Like, I just saw it. And I was like, that is Party.
Well, I'm just imagining us on the beach, you know, with the, oh, that would do. And I'm looking at Jeff showing it to me right now.
Dude, he's literally riding a horse with long hair on the beach.
That's what I'm saying. I saw that. I was like,
did somebody read Party's diary?
I think so.
That's the shirt, too.
Uh-huh, that's the shirt.
You always want that white, flowy pirate shirt.
Yes, it's more like cotton. Not cotton, but linen. A linen shirt and linen pants.
That should be your fantasy world, where you're riding in the surf on a horse looking for a pirate treasure as the sweet Wylene is hoovering up seashells.
Uh-huh.
With a vacuum.
Well, when we were horseback riding in Colorado years ago, that was my opportunity to do it up with the long hair, but I thought it would be weird. I think people would be like, why is that guy putting a wig on now?
Oh, you had a wig with you.
Yes, I wanted to have fun, but I didn't do it. Because it's a stupid wig anyway. It's a wig that's all worn out. If I get a wig ever,
worn
it
out
has
wig. That just sounds so sick. That's a worn out wig. It sounds like a rundown of somebody.
Whole generations of people now have mainstreamed cosplay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're wearing wigs.
They're wearing wigs.
And
my
and
only thing is this.
And dressing like animal furries.
If I wear a wig, I want that wig to be almost like made out of human hair. Does that make sense? I want to, because the
well,
wig
sure,
that you get
want
at
the best.
Yeah, because when you the wigs that they have out there, at the like the costume stores and stuff like that, those are all like plastic hair. You know what I mean? It's not real.
So looking at these photos again is just completely bringing me back. Like seriously, Channing Tatum have like a similar face.
We do.
And so that's what's also so funny is like looking at this. I was like, oh my God, this looks like you. Just like hanging
See, Molly's
out.
Been thinking about me. She's starting to put me in celebrities' faces. She goes, oh, look at that guy in all hot and stuff with his long
I'm going to have
hair.
To watch that movie again. That movie was actually very funny. It's called The Lost City.
I've seen it, too. Yeah, that's a good one. I've seen that. But all right,
you've got to replicate that look the next time.
Please.
I need the real hair.
I mean, the shirt.
The shirt, everything.
Let's build the whole look. Let's find the shirt.
I almost bought one in Florida.
When's the next beach situation that you have on the books?
In June sometime.
Will there be an option for horses?
No. Well, I don't know. You never say never.
Always, yeah.
Never say never.
So let's work on finding the shirt and then a quality wig.
Okay. If someone has a horse out there listening that I can ride just around in circles, we can do a complete cover shoot. Please.
Oh, please make his dream come true. Make
it's not my dream, Molly. This true. Is your dream.
Yes. Make my dream come true.
It'll be Party in a van with all the Make-A-Wish kids.
Big Party Show.
Now I'm really starting to envision myself on this island with Molly.
Oh, boy.
Well, I am.
That's your purgatory.
I would have fun. I would drive her insane. You'd have to go hide here and there and go to your quiet place.
I know. I just hear you walking through the forest, like, looking for me. And I've, gone full on. I learned how to disguise myself.
As a palm tree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh, God. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you were stranded on an island, like a Castaway movie, would you rather do it alone or with someone else?
And I'd want to do it with someone else.
Someone else.
Yeah, alone would be awful. Like, they just, some guys were on a fishing trip just last week, actually, and they had boat trouble and ended up on this tiny little island. So they're looking for them. They're gone for like 10 days, but they found them, and they had wrote help across the beach. And someone actually found all the islands they were at. So it was a crazy story, Castaway type story.
I think I'd rather do it alone.
Really?
Because now I got to not just keep myself alive. You got to keep that other person alive.
Yeah, but
like, can't they be kind of a drag on you, an anchor? They get sick.
Well, they get sick, you eat them. I mean, it's, you know, Molly, watch out.
Oh, yeah, seriously. I'm like, he's like sizing me up. I'm like sleeping with one eye open. Like, uh-oh, I got to keep an eye out. This guy is not even going to wait for me to die. He's just one meal away from just knocking me over the head.
Excuse me, ma'am. Could I have your finger?
Eat my butt.
Somebody's, there's got to be that reality show, right, where they just drop two people.
I wish there was just two people and you have to survive. I think that would be great to watch.
Well, isn't that what it is? Alive and naked and alive. I mean, isn't that what they do?
I can't get through a minute of that show. I don't know why I'm annoyed by the people that are just too happy to be naked on that show.
Yes, and it's weird.
And then they got to blur it all out. It's like, put it on a channel where you don't have to blur it.
That's what I don't understand. Yeah. Why are you having them naked when the whole...
When we can't see them?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
It's just make it so... Put it on streaming or something so people can be...
That's just a weird show.
I have watched the first moments of some of those shows. Have you ever noticed they get naked right in front of each other right away? Like, let's get it out of the way.
Let's just do this.
And take off your clothes. It's bad naked.
What the last ones I saw recently, they'd have to take off their clothes immediately, and then they have to meet each other.
Yeah.
Naked, yeah. And so it's like...
Maybe that would be an interesting way to start a date.
Naked? Instead of speed dating, naked dating? Okay.
Well, then you just get it out of the way, like you just described.
Okay, just get out of the way. We just meet.
This is me out of my package. This is me with the wrapper off.
You're like, well, you know what? We don't need to go to dinner. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for taking an awkward... Thank you for
no, Molly's
taking
hurting
away
you.
Right.
any chance that I had during dinner of like, I wonder. Now I know. It's all good. Thanks.
Yeah, you're thinking about that during dinner.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Then you got to eat naked too, right? Everything's naked. First date.
I did go out on a first date once with a guy who asked, he's like, let's just kiss and see. Cause if it's like, he's like, if the kiss sucks.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He's like, if the kiss sucks, like, what's even the point?
Did you kiss?
Yeah. I was like, all right. I mean, yeah.
I'll take anybody. Sure.
Like, I was like, if you're lousy,
I'll kiss anyone.
We dated for a while.
Oh, listen to Molly. Now it's Molly's trying to, that's her way of saying, I'm a great kisser.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it was a unique. I mean,
just got right to it.
Yeah. Like, I was just like, I get it. You just want to kiss me.
So
it's
was it
cool.
just a smooch, or was it like, you guys are really doing some kissing?
I don't even really, I mean, it
You don't
was,
remember?
I mean, because then if it takes off, it's like, well, what are we even doing here? Why are we even having dinner?
Yeah, let's just go
Oh, no,
get
that's
naked.
The fun part. No.
Oh.
What
no.
Trash bag person do you think I am?
You really asking me?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, listen, we all know. Well, I will let you know. No, that's okay. Not even how the evening ended. Thank you very much.
I would imagine not. I know you're a good girl. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Channel 94.1. All right. Good morning to you. 938-9400. If you ever want to leave us a message, you can do it on the app. There's a talk back button or open mic. You can just send us a message and tell us what you think.
Or you have, you want advice.
Yeah.
Advice.
If you've got
terrible advice to dispense.
Yeah.
If you ever need the wrong thing to do, just ask us and then that'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
we don't get enough of those.
Just say
it. You can be anonymous.
Yeah, you don't
we know you guys
you
got questions. That's the one thing. People don't lean on each other anymore.
No, they don't. They don't.
We're all trying to go through that. This life on our own. Let's work together, people.
Let's work together.
Find a better way.
All right, we're going to get out of here, though. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Radio is on. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.